KESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Apocalyptic. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the head of a hurricane relief group describes what she saw flying over the Abaco Islands in the Bahamas, calling it decimated by Dorian. And she was told there were a lot more deaths than the seven so far reported.
There are massive fields of debris. Early reports suggest at least 45% of the homes in Abaco and Grand Bahama are damaged or destroyed. But that's just the initial assessments.
Right, Fox's Ray Bogan in the Atlantic Beach area of Florida. The hurricane now about 100 miles offshore from there. Dorian, now much weaker Category 2 storm with 105-mile-an-hour winds moving up the coast.
And then coming very close to shore here on Thursday evening, right at the border of South and North Carolina. Then perhaps a secondary landfall near the Outer Banks on Friday.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. The Senate's Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the shooting spree in Odessa, Texas over the weekend could have been prevented because the shooter got his gun on a private sale that did not require a background check. It would have required that if they'd passed a House-approved bill, he says. But Republican Senator Tim Scott told Fox those checks are tougher to mandate.
I'm not sure how we make every person who sells a weapon to another person, how do we make that happen?
The months of protests in Hong Kong have finally led to what they've demanded. Fox's Simon Owen has this live.
Dave, Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam saying a bill that would have allowed Hong Kong residents to be extradited to mainland China is being scrapped.
The government will formally withdraw the bill in order to fully allay public concerns.
Lam saying we hope to find a way out of the current unsettling times, but she didn't bow to other demands from protesters and one prominent activist, Joshua Wong.
The protest will continue.
Calling the concession too little, too late. Dave?
Simon, big news out of Dallas for Cowboys fans. Just before the NFL season starts, Ezekiel Elliott ends his holdout, getting a $90 million contract. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Well, the search is over off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, meaning all 34 passengers sleeping below deck when the boat they were on a diving trip caught fire are presumed dead. It happened early Monday morning, and federal investigators are on the scene.
NTSB board member Jennifer Homendy says they do not need the actual boat to begin. It has sunk, and divers were trying to stabilize it to recover more victims spotted in the wreckage. Homendy says they have documents and a list of people they'd like to interview.
We're going to want to interview the surviving crew members. We're going to want to interview the companies that were involved. We'll want to interview, for example, the first responders, certainly the Coast Guard.
5 crew members were able to jump off the boat. They were rescued. She says she's certain they will eventually determine what caused the fire. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There's been an arrest in a cold case in Pennsylvania. Police in Philadelphia arresting Theodore Donahue. He's charged with murder and other crimes in the 1991 death of his 27-year-old girlfriend. A pair of socks help solve the case. In Texas, a man on death row is running out of time, only supposed to have 10 hours left to live.
Billy Jack Kutzinger is to be lethally injected tonight in the Texas death chamber for the murders 16 years ago of 89-year-old Pearl McGurk and her 71-year-old daughter Patricia Siren. The women had hired Kutzinger to do some work at their home. He'd stabbed them both several times. DNA evidence linked him to the killings, and police say when he was arrested, Kutzinger confessed. His attorney asking the U.S. Supreme Court to halt the execution, claiming Kretzinger received bad legal representation from his former attorney, an argument that's already been rejected by the lower courts and by the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan on Wall Street. Stocks could surge at the opening bell. Dow futures are up more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Great Harvest Bread Company Bakery and Shop in Champaign is closing. It is at 2149 South Neal Street C. A post on Facebook said the bakery will be permanently closing on Saturday, September 7th. The shop opened in 2000. They will still be baking daily bread this week. Walmart says it'll stop selling handgun ammunition and short-barrel rifle ammunition that can also be used on assault-style weapons after selling all of its current inventory. Walmart also will request that customers no longer openly carry guns in its 4,700 U.S. stores or its Sam's Club stores in states that allow open carry. A 19-year-old University of Illinois student from Normal has been charged with a hate crime and disorderly conduct after a noose was found hanging in an elevator in Allen Hall, a residence hall. Students reported finding the noose early Sunday. Andrew Smith was arrested Monday night. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're in Central Illinois, ESPN 93.5, three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking terrific, Stevie. We've got a high 78 today and tomorrow with the sunshine down to around 57 in the evening. Partly cloudy on Friday, high 80, low 57. 79 on Saturday with partly cloudy conditions and showers, a 40% chance, especially early on Sunday with a high 72 expected. We're currently at 66, ESPN 93.5.
Thought about some landscaping. Escaping all creation, and Alan will be in tomorrow to talk about his company, and then I'm going to toss $1,000 at you if you want to get some landscaping done. $1,000 off a landscaping job tomorrow morning is our offer. Today it's 10:30 on GoSteever.com for free. Rosati's Pizza, free. Forget your couponing. We don't do that here. We just give it all to you.
I love it.
Enjoy GoSteever.com, S-T-E-V-E-R. You have to register and be ready at 10:30 to be online. Click accept if you're fortunate. Who contacted us last night? I can't remember. They got on. They were thrilled. They got $50 to Miga.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I went on, and it was just jamming. It went so fast. Okay. Jack Brewer, former NFL player, has done a documentary about tackling recidivism.
Okay.
It's a hard word.
The repercussions of taking a hit year after year?
Well, it's more on criminal justice reform.
Oh.
Yeah. He's gotten very active in things.
Okay.
We'll meet Jack Brewer coming up in a few moments. We've learned about the person that drove around the barricade and flew essentially on I-57 at the Bradley, where it's closed on Bradley Avenue.
Yeah,
as you drive west, it's closed.
Right. The bridge does not even exist over 57. This person went around and then the SUV airborne
yeah.
into a concrete structure, thank goodness. And Jacob had a dash cam that caught the whole thing.
And then I learned that that's not that weird.
Right.
They have a dash cam going all the time, and apparently it was $25 where?
Like at Walmart or somewhere, okay. Big box store.
And you can just pop that on the dash and let her go.
So a lot of people put them on the back of their rear view mirror. So it's just something that you get the whole view in front of you. So
I just thought,
case of an accident.
Police did that. I didn't know that people did that. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Good by me. I just didn't know it was out there. Then we talked about the noose in the elevator at Allen Hall.
Right.
The kid was arrested. Hate crime. That's in the news this morning as well. The Cardinals win, so do the Cubs. Pretty interesting final 3.5 weeks. Easiest schedule probably goes to Milwaukee, but they're 7 out. Cubs are 3 out. After the Milwaukee series, the last winning team the Cubbies will play will be the Cardinals. So their schedule gets simpler. And the Cardinals, by the way, have a ridiculously difficult schedule to finish. Washington Nationals, who swept the Cubs. Then they play the Cubs in Wrigley, and they haven't won there this year. Then they play Arizona, who's still in the wild card hunt, and then they have to play the Cubs again. So it's really hard on the Cardinals. We'll see how this thing finishes. It's going to be interesting. We'll get the recap coming up next. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World standing by. You need a refrigerator with that side-by-side, little ice maker, and all the lights and bells and whistles and all the little drawers you don't know what to use for, they'll explain it. They're located all over Central Illinois. They're the number one independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. Maytag, Electrolux, Whirlpool, GE, Frigidaire, Bosch, they're talking low prices, best selection of appliances in all of Central Illinois. Plus, here's the flash point. They know their product, and they can explain it to you. So if you want the $2,500 refrigerator or the $700 one, they'll tell you the difference.
Right.
One keeps it cold and freezes stuff. The other can balance your checkbook. Get the details at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, where you also receive, as kind of standard for them, a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com.
Hi, folks. Van for heel-to-toe shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, quit putting it off. You've heard about us. I've been yelling at you long enough. Come on in, get measured, get fit in that comfortable pair of footwear you know you deserve. Don't be a dummy head. We're easy to find. Heel-to-toe shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. I said I'd tell you hi. Hi, do it.
We're Fighting Illini. You need to get it at Game Day Spirit because they are the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. You could buy your Illini gear where you buy your cereal, or you could buy at the official merchandiser, Game Day Spirit. You could buy your gear where you get your groceries, or you could buy from the official fan store. Get it from Game Day Spirit. Get the latest styles from top name brands like Nike and Champion. Game Day Spirit on Neal and Kirby in Champaign and on Green Street in Campus Town.
All right, here we go. 8:16. And sports headline.
All right, Michael Walker to the mound. 6:45 start. You'll hear the Cardinals wrap up their series against the San Francisco Giants. It was 1-0 yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Well, a man once said, how sweet, how sweet, how sweet it is.
And you know what? When you throw strikes like Jack Flaherty threw last night, Mike, it was a beauty. 8 scoreless innings, 6 strikeouts along the way. But he was unhittable. I don't think they had one ball that was squared up against him last night. And they only took one swing at a bat from the Cardinals to win this one, 1-0.
And the Redbirds keep on rolling as they knock off the San Francisco Giants to the tune of 1-0. As Flaherty was dynamite, 8 shutout innings, he allowed just one base hit. Martinez finished up in the 9th inning for his 18th save of the year, and the Cardinals beat San Francisco 1-0. We're back at him again tonight on the air with the pregame show at 5:50. It'll be Madison Bumgarner, the left-hander, going against Michael Walker, the Cardinal right-hander. We're on the air at 5:50 with the pregame show.
Cubs win 6-1 over Seattle. Now, some news that came out of the game was Chris Bryant's knee issue is what they're calling it. Scratch from the lineup. Of course, they'll have a rest day today, so maybe things will feel better as they're back in action on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, 4-game series beginning with Milwaukee in Milwaukee. This is it for the Milwaukee Brewers. If they don't win 3 out of 4, I don't know how they can do anything. Even if they win the last 13 games of the season, they might still be looking up. Anyway, we'll see. Big series.
That's right. And Javier Baez with the thumb. Hopefully that'll get back in action. Wilson Contreras and Ben Zobrist back in the lineup and actually had some big hits.
They had a hit, and then Wilson Contreras did this.
Cubs and Mariners are scoreless. Here's the 1-1. Contreras wins. Drives one to deep left field. Forget about it. Gone!
I told the Cub fans in the building, I would give you Jack Flaherty, the best pitcher in baseball. And all you have to do is give me Wilson Contreras and Javi Baez. Boom. Done deal. Three,
there we go.
2-1. Deal.
Okay.
No, I mean, I would take those two, but that's what it would take for Jack Flaherty, who could be Clayton Kershaw for the next 10 years.
White Sox come out of their skid. 6-5 winners over Cleveland. On to the U.S. Open. Serena moves into the quarterfinals after her 44-minute match. Rafael Nadal in the quarterfinals playing today. Our Illini in action at 2:30 on Saturday in Connecticut, so take note of that. NFL season starts tomorrow, the 100th season.
Oh.
And what a start.
Oh, boy.
Bears versus the Packers.
I doubt if the crowd will be juiced for that.
Oh, my goodness. These huge 12-foot statues weighing 3,000 pounds each of Walter Payton and George Halas now standing at Soldier Field, unveiled yesterday. Of course, saluting the Hall of Fame running back who died in 99 at the age of 45 from cancer, and George Hollis died in 1983 at the age of 88, led the team to 6 NFL titles.
Well, his last hire was Mike Ditka.
I see.
That was the last guy. They sat at George Hollis's kitchen table, and in a half an hour, Mike Ditka was the next Bear coach. And he said he went into the hospital to talk to Coach Hollis before they won the Super Bowl. It was a year or two before, didn't quite see it. But he said George knew what was going on.
Great.
Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast.
78 with sunshine today and tomorrow, down to around 57 in the evening. On Friday, partly cloudy, high 80. Same end of the weekend. There's a chance of showers on Sunday. We're currently at 67 with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute. We're going to meet former NFL player Jack Brewer, who's just doing a lot. Kind of put your arms around what this man's trying to do and do a lot of good here. Stand by. It's 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, investors are more optimistic after Hong Kong's chief executive said she would withdraw the extradition bill that led to protests there. The trade gap narrowed in July. Imports declined and exports rose from the previous month. Also, Navistar reported a better-than-expected quarter. Handbag and accessories company Vera Bradley is reporting better sales and revenue than expected, but Wall Street was hoping for stronger earnings. United Airlines is standing by its forecast for the year, though JetBlue says it's still seeing soft demand for flights in Puerto Rico, and it predicts Hurricane Dorian will cut into its business. Party City says it will hire approximately 25,000 temporary employees for the Halloween season and will open approximately 275 pop-up stores. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
GoSteever.com for Rosati's. That'll be today at 10:30. First time ever on the Jeremy Warner program. I'm going to jump on their show at 10 to kind of explain to the great audience Jeremy has about how this all works and how you can get free stuff. Because you see, like, Groupon and coupons and half off and this off, and this is just free.
That's right.
We just go right to it. In this age of Andrew Yang, Democratic nominee for president, giving 1,000 to everybody. Yeah, let's go. Everybody gets 1,000 a month. I'm a, yeah. That'd be 72,000 a year for my family.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, what time are we going to the beach? 8:27. Okay. Again, 10:30 this morning. GoSteever.com. But you have to make sure you have a username and a password. Then you sit there and you hit accept at 10:30. Right on the number. All right. 8:27.
Hi.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Dorian's a Category 2 storm now off the coast of Florida. Dangerous storm surges in the forecast, and the storm's expected to come close to or hit the coast of the Carolinas tomorrow. In the Bahamas,
Leah Head Rigby is with a relief group there now.
Overwhelmed, the sadness of the fact that it looks like 90% of the homes are gone. Did hear that there was more, quite a few more deaths than initially said.
7 deaths are known of so far. International Red Cross thinks about half the homes on Grand Bahama are completely destroyed. The UN thinks 60,000 people are in need of clean water and food.
Fox's Evan Brown. Hong Kong's governor, Carrie Lam, announces that a bill that started months of protests is now withdrawn. It would have allowed Hong Kong residents to be sent to mainland China for criminal trials. The protests have grown to demand more freedom from Chinese rule. Lam says no more demands will be met. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 19-year-old University of Illinois student from Normal has been charged with a hate crime and disorderly conduct after a noose was found hanging in an elevator in Allen Hall, a residence hall. Students reported finding the noose early Sunday. Andrew Smith was arrested Monday night. The News Gazette says Smith was in an elevator with a female friend. He tied the noose. After seeing the reaction on social media, the friend told Smith she was going to report him to authorities, and she did that. The Illinois Department of Health is getting $450,000 from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to improve maternal health and reduce the number of women and babies who die during or shortly after pregnancy. The AP said a state review found African-American women in Illinois are 6 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications than white women. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Thanks.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Check your three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service in INDC.
It looks awesome, Stevie. High 78, low 52. Sunshine tomorrow. High 78, low 59. 80 on Friday as we wrap up the week with partly cloudy conditions. I know my Unity dancer is excited about hosting the youth clinic.
Yeah.
With all the little girls dancing at halftime. It'll be great. Plus, they've got a car wash mid-afternoon at Sonic and Savoy on Saturday, and that looks great. High 80 with partly cloudy conditions.
Homecoming already?
No, this one is a fundraiser car wash.
What's
at
homecoming?
Sonic.
Is that, oh, that's in a few weeks.
Okay. Right.
A lot of September homecoming.
There
those
is.
Used to be in October in the day.
It's
so.
True. Temperatures currently at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you along here. We're Wednesday morning. This is September the 4th. ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J along with Diane Ducey. Glad you're listening. Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County's unique and fun doghouse building competition called Raise the Wolf is coming up this Saturday, 9 to 3 at the Habitat Warehouse at 302 North Broadway in Urbana. I believe that's where they had the big garage sale that I attended. Lauren Gramley, how are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, that's where the garage sale was that I went to, I think, off Broadway.
Yeah.
I was there.
Well, let's do a description of where that is. Like, I know the
right
old little
from the food hall. The
okay.
Broadway food hall is across the street.
Thank you.
MedServe is right there on Broadway.
Okay, I'm familiar now.
Lauren
Thank you.
Gramley.
Yeah, we share a warehouse with the escape room, Skew Adventures, so we're right in there, right by the Save a Lot. So.
That's so fun, that escape stuff. That's pretty fun stuff.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I have to have smart people with me like my
right.
family. Lauren, tell me about Raise the Wolf. Tell me what this is about, what your intentions are, what you expect.
Sure. So Raise the Wolf is basically a competitive team doghouse building event. And so we have teams of 4 to 8 people coming out and building their best version of a doghouse. And in the process, you know, we're trying to raise funds for Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County to help fund future home builds here in Champaign, in Urbana. So, but yeah, it's we think it's a really good way for people to have the build experience. Maybe if they're a little intimidated about coming out for a home build, you know, this is kind of building on a smaller scale. And it gives teams a chance to be creative and competitive because we know how much people love to be competitive and they want to win. And we thought, you know, this could be a really fun event for everybody involved.
Braun Russo, awesome people.
Mm-hmm.
Jim and
yeah,
team.
They're yeah, very generous title sponsors
yep.
this year. Yeah.
Yep. And, of course, Diana's involved.
Yeah.
We are, Lauren, we are so excited that Diane has accepted a role to be an MC. This is like her first one. So we're very
also
I'm
a little judge,
nervous.
Judge, too. So.
Yes, I'll be judging,
yeah.
too.
Oh, come on.
So do they get the same kind of mound of materials at the beginning? What's the vision on this?
So basically, we give them an option. So either we tell them we'll provide all the materials to build a basic doghouse, and we also give them kind of the basic design of a doghouse. And so they have the option to build the basic design with our materials, but they can kind of outfit it however they want, so they can decorate it with things or add extra things to it. Or they can use our materials and do their own design, or they can just provide all their own materials and their own design. And we definitely have a wide range of that this year. We've got some very competitive companies like, you know, Braun Russo, obviously, and a couple other construction and architecture firms. And they're more doing their own design with their own materials.
Oh,
and we have,
boy.
Yeah, the other half of the teams are more, you know, we have some banks and some insurance agencies and some other community groups like Rotary. You know, they're going to be using our materials and a basic design, but kind of, you know, outfitting it with their accessories and creativity.
Yeah.
So,
well, 119 East University is my wife's favorite store. So that's Habitat for
Humanity. Oh, yeah, mine too.
I mean, we're there a lot. We like the store.
And you're always taking donations
yeah.
too, right?
Oh, yeah. So, oh, you mean at the event or?
I mean,
anyway,
at the store that, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, anywhere, yeah. I mean, we're always taking donations at the ReStore. We welcome donations, you know, to help fund our home builds at the event or online at cuhabitat.org. But, yeah, I mean, definitely the ReStore, we always welcome, you know, people, if we want people to come, you know, donate their items, obviously, because that also goes towards helping fund our home build.
Well, the only way my dog could get in a doghouse if I had DirecTV, a comforter, and pot roast. Otherwise, forget it. That's what they get now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, that might be in one of the houses.
That's what I would do in with. I'd have a crock pot, a DirecTV antenna, and then I'd have the comforter with the sleep by number bed, because that's what they got now.
Okay, do people use the doghouses after the contest?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is after the contest, the houses are going to be actually on display at the ReStore for about 3 weeks after the event. And we encourage people to come out and vote for their favorite. And then you can also bid to own one of the houses.
Awesome.
And, I mean, the thing is, like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want my dog sleeping outside. But I think a lot of these houses, you could put them inside. You could have it outside, you know, if your dog is out in the backyard with you. And we do have some people who still live on farms in this area who do still use dog houses. It's, you know, and any houses that are not, you know, sold at the end of the event, we're going to donate to local shelters and rescues. It will definitely go to a good home no matter what.
All right, listen, great idea. A lot of fun, Lauren. Well done. How do people get involved? How do they reach you?
Well, they can go to our website, cuhabitat.org, and there's definitely more information about the event. And they can definitely, my number and everything, all my information's on the website. You can give me a call or email me. But I encourage people to come out. It's going to be a great time. Hospice Hearts is going to be out with adoptable pets. They're going to have face painters. We're going to have food trucks.
Yeah, boy.
So I think it's going to be fun to watch people build, too. So we definitely encourage people to come out and check it out.
Keep me away from the adoptable pets, please.
I like the face painting, actually.
Oh, yeah, and the food.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Lauren. We appreciate you. Way to go, Habitat.
All right, thank you.
Raise the Wolf coming up this Saturday. Diane, you're heavily involved.
That's right. Thank you, Lauren. ESPN 93.5.
Situated in the heart of campus town, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine can be found at Naya Restaurant.
We took some elements of some Asian food and some techniques. I went to Korea for a while. We took some elements of those and then kind of infused them into Italian. Quite popular is our risotto, which is an Italian dish, but we use Korean beef, bulgogi, with mushrooms in the risotto.
Visit Chef Thad Morrow and his team at Naya Restaurant. See the menu and get more information at nayarestaurant.com.
Instructor Laura Springer started teaching her kids gymnastics when they were just 18 months old. All three of them went on to be great athletes, and one of them went on to become World Series MVP, George Springer. Gymnastics helped me tremendously with body control and awareness and being able to understand my own strengths, Springer said. Start your kids off on the right path. Take them to Hayasaki Gymnastics in Champaign. Give them a call at 351-2003 or email info@hayasakigym.com for more information.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care.
If you want the best, go to Body and Soul Sports, your go-to for all your favorites. With shoes from Asics, Adidas, Brooks, and Nike, get comfort and style with an in-store free gait analysis for the proper fit. Perform and look your best with apparel and gear for every season. There's swimwear to compete or for the beach anytime. Men, women, and kids can play like the pros. So walk, run, or ride to Body and Soul Sports. Great store, great service, great prices. Route 45 and Curtis Road in Savoy. Online, body, the letter N, and soulsports.com. All right, ESPN 93.5. It is a quarter till we jump to our morning sport as the Cardinals and the Cubs are involved in a heck of a race here down the stretch.
Yeah, the Cardinals have had good luck against San Francisco, and they've got another game today that starts at 6:45 here on ESPN 93.5. Pittsburgh shouldn't be too bad, huh?
Well, you never know.
Okay.
Just every game is every game, man. It's tight, and the Cubbies in Milwaukee, this is do or die for the Brewers for sure. The Cubs could finish the season for the Brewers But then that would put pressure on the Cardinals now, wouldn't it? So I don't know.
It's tough.
I'm hoping the Cubbies get second. Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Cardinals over the Giants 1-0 yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
Well, a man once said, how sweet, it is.
And you know what? When you throw strikes like Jack Flaherty threw last night, Mike, it was a beauty. 8 scoreless innings, 6 strikeouts along the way, but he was unhittable. I don't think they had one ball that was squared up against him last night, and they only took one swing at a bat from the Cardinals to win this one 1-0.
And the Redbirds keep on rolling as they knock off the San Francisco Giants to the tune of 1-0. As Flaherty was a dynamite, 8 shutout innings, he allowed just 1 base hit. Martinez finished up in the 9th inning for his 18th save of the year, and the Cardinals beat San Francisco 1-0. We're back at him again tonight on the air with the pregame show at 5:50. It'll be Madison Bumgarner, the left-hander, going against Michael Walker, the Cardinal right-hander. We're on the air at 5:50 with the pregame show.
All right, and the Cubs win 6-1 in Seattle with some great hits during the game.
Cubs and Mariners are scoreless. Here's the 1-1. Contreras swings. Drives one to deep left field. Forget about it. Gone. Castellano swings. Drives one to deep right field. Way back. Going back is Smith. He looks up. It's gone. A 3-run home run by Nicholas Castellanos.
Ben Zobrist was back. Wilson Contreras, obviously, back in a fierce way with his big hit. Chris Bryant, though, with a right knee issue, scratched from the lineup. Javier Baez, a thumb issue. We'll see how that pans out because they have a day off today. But again, tomorrow we'll start a series on US 105.9 against the Brew Crew from Milwaukee. White Sox and their skid, 6-5 winners over Cleveland. And the NFL season starting tomorrow is another trending story, especially in Chicago, as they get the 2 12-foot, 3,000-pound Peyton and Hollis statues as they kick off the 100th season of the NFL with the Bears and Packers at Soldier Field tomorrow. Our Illinois football team in action against UConn at kickoff at 2:30 on Saturday. U.S. Open, Serena moves on in 44 minutes. Rafael Nadal with the quarterfinal matchup today. At Sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
If you're looking for a great cut of meat, why don't you head up to Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford? On Wednesday and Thursdays, they serve up some great specials for dinner under $20. Now, that'll include a salad with some great homemade dressings and 2 sides, beef, shrimp, or chicken kebabs, and the fresh prime rib sandwich. They're all calling your name. You got to find them. They're at Long Branch Steakhouse. Long Branch Steakhouse is on Main Street in downtown Gifford.
It takes a lot to keep that smile bright. Brushing, flossing, rinsing, and a team of dentistry professionals like the ones you'll soon get to know at Urbana Family Dental. Affordable dental care you can count on. And to keep you at your best you and your smile sparkling bright, count on Urbana Family Dental. 1812 South Philo Road in Urbana. They'll be open soon. Call now to schedule an appointment this fall. 729-7411. That's 217-729-7411.
Mom, Billy's putting stuff on my side of the room.
Honey, I have nowhere to put all these new tools I got for my birthday.
Dreaming of a new, larger home with all the amenities to fit your growing family? Sounds familiar, right, moms? Spend the weekend of September 20th through the 22nd and September 27th through the 29th at the 2019 Showcase Parade of Homes with the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. Enjoy the greatest and latest trends while talking with the professionals who build these homes. It's a Showcase Parade of Homes. Visit showcaseparadeofhomes.com for details today.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Yeah, here's your Weather forecast, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Terrific, high 78, low 53, more sunshine tomorrow, high 78, low 60, 80 the high on Friday, partly cloudy conditions, partly cloudy Saturday, high 79, 72 on Sunday with a 40% chance of showers. 68 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Tim Till, he's currently my favorite comedian, so I'm going to play another 90 seconds of Jim Gaffigan. Stand by.
Hey, man, I normally don't outscore you in pickup. I'm not complaining, but I'm worried about you.
Hey, easy now. I'm trying. I don't quite have the bursts on these fast breaks.
Oh, really? Well, I've had those issues before. I get healed up pretty quickly, though, at the Mettler Center. The physical therapy doctors treat you on an individual basis, and they really make sure you get back to 100%.
Wow, thanks. I'm glad they take care of you so you can get back to playing. Where's Mettler Center at?
It's on the corner of Windsor and Duncan in Champaign.
Okay, so how do I get started?
Well, you can get a free consult or start treatment immediately.
Awesome. I'm in.
It's summer buckets of fun at Addie's.
Buckets of what, you may be asking?
Buckets of 4 16-ounce aluminum bottles and a large bucket of range balls. It's summertime, and it's time to unwind and help your golf game while enjoying a few cold ones. Take some swings and some swigs of your favorite domestic brew for only $20. Just come on into Addie's in Stone Creek and soak up the summer with this summer buckets of fun promotion. Only at Addie's at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
Okay, October 17, Jim Gaffigan will be at the State Farm Center. I think he's just really, really funny. And I really didn't hear or see much of him until we were on our cruise in Europe and he was on the TV and his latest stuff was there. And I like intelligent, clean humor based on life.
Uh-huh.
That's what he does.
It would be weird to have that on your resume, right?
Oh, I see here in 2006 you were Mr. Universe.
You know, here you're just going to be a bouncer. If you want, you could be Mr. Bouncer. Or Mr. Bounciverse. Please don't kill me.
I admire people that go to the gym. I just can't get there, you know. People are always like, don't you feel good when you go to the gym? Not at all.
There's too many people in shape, you know. I go to McDonald's, I feel great. In McDonald's, I'm like Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right. The skinny guy is here. That's right, folks. This is what a size 38 waist looks like. Read it and weep, y'all.
McConaughey, he's in that type of shape where he can touch his belly. Yeah? But if you're pudgy and you touch your belly, people are like, ew. Because it usually means you're about to burp. Good empanada. There's some thin people at my gym. I saw this one woman. She was so skinny, you could actually see her ribs. And all I could think was, I haven't had a McRib in forever. And those are delicioso.
He's just good. I mean, he just, and it doesn't shame you or shock you or the F word or nothing.
Uh-huh.
He just talking about his five kids. Five. And, you know, again, it's in a way kind of the thing I loved about Bill Cosby. In the days he talked about life and kids and, mm-hmm. and it was all clean. I think that's much harder to do it that way than to actually be blue. So make me laugh in that way, and I respect the heck out of you.
Agreed.
Because other people would get real nervous laugh when you blow them out of the doors with your language because mm-hmm. it's insecurity.
That's right.
It's what you got to do to kind of shock and raise the roof. And I just appreciate this. So anyway, I hope there's a great crowd for Jim Gaffigan because I was, and Christian told me, my son told me, he said, I was kind of looking around where he might come to see if we can go see him.
Oh, nice.
And there he is in our backyard.
State Farm Center, October 17th.
And you can buy tickets, too.
Yep, between $40 and $80, depending on where
and
you want to sit.
15 more if you want to do the...
prepaid parking is only $12.
Yeah, three more if you wait.
Exactly.
So there you go. And I was telling Diana, you know, the townies aren't afraid to figure it out, but it is nice to be that close. And if it is raining, then you have that.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to jump on with Jeremy and Austin here coming up in about an hour to explain the Go Stever program because at 10:30, that's when it'll light up with Rosati's, meaning free at Rosati's Pizza. I shall explain to you. But 10:30, if you're signed up, ready to go, GoStever.com. I give you all the details, how this thing works, and how you can just take advantage of just about now daily free stuff. Tomorrow, it's $1,000 off your landscaping. That'll be via text at 720. We'll meet Alan Parkinson, the owner of All Creation Landscapes. And I'll give $1,000 toward your landscaping
nice.
Job tomorrow. All right, we'll meet tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
Jeremy Warner Show is next. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Wednesday.
Get your baseball grub here. Get your baseball grub here. Get your game day.